Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Personal Myths. It is the fifth talk in the series entitled Man and Myth. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Now this topic, living your own your personal myth, finding it, learning what it is, and writing on it, is one that first occurred to me as a topic for discussion when I read in Carl Jung's Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, a passage in which he describes a crisis in his own life. It was around the years 1911-12, when he, for some 6 years, had been the colleague of Freud. He was president of the International Psychoanalytic Association, which Freud had founded, and as soon as Freud met Jung, he required his group to elect Jung as the president of the group. What you keep reading from Freudian hands, that Jung was a disciple of Freud, is absolutely false. He was a disciple of Bleuler and of Janet in Paris, and Freud was his colleague. In 1911 and 12, Jung was working on a book which has been translated under the title of Symbols of Transformation, which dealt with mythology. He had been tremendously impressed and fascinated by the discovery that in the dreams of his patients, there were precise parallels to mythological themes. And then he engaged in a long, exhaustive plunge into the field of mythology. And this work, which deals with the interrelationship between dream consciousness and mythological consciousness and visions, was the very book that made it impossible for Freud to work with him anymore. At that time, when Jung had finished with this work and sat down to think about it in retrospect, he said, "It occurred to me what it is to live with the myth, to have the myth as your guiding power, your guiding pattern, and it occurred to me to think what it is to live without one." And then he said, "I asked myself by what myth I was living, and I realized I didn't know." Now, many of us are living by myths which are guiding us and will perhaps be adequate for our entire lives. For such, there's no problem here. You know what your myth is. It's one of the great inherited religious traditions or another, and it's going to be adequate for your life. There are others in this world, and they are greatly numerous, particularly among such groups as this, university students, university people, people in the cities and the metropolises of the world, for whom the old patterns, the old instructions, just don't hold, and when it comes to a life crisis, are of no help. You might ask yourself this question: if in a situation of total disaster to me and everything I loved and thought I lived for, I were to find myself devastated, come home, find my family murdered. This you read almost every day in the paper. It happens to somebody. A house burned up, or all my career wiped out by some disaster or another. What would sustain me? What would lead me to know that I could go on living and not just crack up and quit? I've known religious people who have had such experiences. They would say, "It is God's will, and this would work." Now, what do you have in your life that would play this role for you? Or what is it for which you would sacrifice your life? What is the great thing? What is the great thing? What makes you do what you do? What is the call of your life to you? Do you have it? In the old traditions, this was given to people, and it held whole culture worlds together. Every great civilization has grown out of a mythic base. And in our day, there is great confusion, and we're thrown back on ourselves, and we have to find that thing which in truth works for us this way. Now, how does one do this?